Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Chu. Batting second. The center fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jose Lopez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Casey Kochman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Shelley Duncan. Batting seventh. The DH, Johnny Damon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Juan Diaz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Lou Marson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ubaldo Jimenez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting third. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Orlando Hudson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. And now, play ball. Shin-Soo Chu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brantley strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Diaz is hit by the pitch. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Diaz moves to third. Beckham moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Diaz scores. Beckham moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rios hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckham scores. Konerko moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dion Vecido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vecido hits a line drive into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Konerko scores. Rios moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Kochman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kochman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Shelly Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vecino. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Kochman moves to third. Johnny Damon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Damon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Juan Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Diaz is hit by the pitch. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Choo is 0 for 1 in the game. Choo strikes out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jimenez covering, for the out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckham takes first base on ball 4. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hudson. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kochman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kochman is hit by the pitch. Lopez moves to second. Shelly Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Damon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a line drive into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rios is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Dion Vecino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rios. The throw from Marson and he is safe. Rios steals second. Dion Vecino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vecino is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecino hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rios scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Marcin and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Marcin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marcin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marcin is hit by the pitch. Diaz moves to second. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chu is 0-for-2 in the game. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckham fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Diaz moves to third. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Chu moves to second. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chu moves to third. Brantley moves to second. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Floyd fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaza strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Beckham moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kochman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kochman for the out. One out. Shelly Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Damon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Carlin now catching. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vecido is 0-for-2 in the game. Vecido hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luis Valdez now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. There goes Vecido trying to get to third. Duncan throws the ball into Lopez, who tags Vecido for the out. One out. Tyler Flowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Flowers is 0-for-2 in the game. Flowers is hit by the pitch. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hudson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Chu, who is chasing the ball. Hudson reaches third base with a triple. Ramirez scores. Flowers goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, White Sox. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Brantley, who is chasing the ball. Diaz reaches third base with a triple. Diaz is thrown out after the base hit. Hudson scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, White Sox. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckham is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Beckham hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Carlin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carlin hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Diaz moves to third. Will Oman now pitching. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chu is 0-for-3 in the game. Chu hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brantley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Diaz scores. Carlin moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-5, White Sox. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kipnis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vecido is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Nate Jones now pitching. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez strikes out. 1 out. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kochman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kochman hits a pop-up towards third. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Sipp now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hudson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Damon hits a line drive into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Carlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Diaza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaza moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Dunn hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Diaz moves to third. Beckham moves to second. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Konerko is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Konerko takes first base on ball four. Brent Lillibridge pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Smith now pitching. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vecido is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Beckham scores. Lillibridge moves to third. It's 12-5, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brent Lillibridge now playing first base. Hector Santiago now pitching. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Choo is 0-for-4 in the game. Choo strikes out. 1 out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lillibridge fields the ball and throws to Santiago covering. Safe. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lopez is 0-for-4 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Diaz. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Brantley goes all the way around to score. It's 12-6, White Sox. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kochman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kochman is hit by the pitch. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.